get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it. Good morning and afternoon to those people who are listening in the afternoon. good evening to those who are listening in the evening. This is the Try Games podcast number 28, and is your host, the Antipode. Mr. Choupon is unfortunately not available with us today, but I do have our good friend, Porpoise Whale.
Yay! Disco! Disco Doc! Yeah! Say it!
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Fast Ethan Felsen.
You are so sultry.
You got nothing!
Home back. Anyway, we're here to just talk a little on the aftermath of the PS3 and Wii launches, since we've been all up in their faces on the weekend before, and we've had turkey all up in our faces the weekend prior to this.
I put me up all in the turkey's face, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure you're all up in that turkey's innards.
Yeah. Getting the special Ethan stuffing.
Out, getting to the stuffing. Ethan sure likes that turkey.
I do. I like the
and he liked it coming out.
As we usually begin our podcast, we just kind of have a little discussion about what we've been playing. And I'm sure that everyone's been playing the same thing this week. But we're going to go start with Mr. Fast Ethan Felsen.
I didn't play shit. Not a lot, but the little bit that I did play was on the Wii. It was pretty sweet. I really like the sports games. Everybody else hates them.
They're bullshit.
Sports rocks.
I think they're great.
I was just playing sports last night.
It's fantastic. I love it. The bowling is addictive. The golf is a little bit iffy. The tennis is fun. Yeah.
They suck.
That's pretty much it.
They totally blow.
No, they're great.
No, they're pretty bad.
No, you are wrong.
I'm totally right.
Your own opinion.
And my word is God. It is.
I know what I'm talking about.
Games
kick ass.
I play games longer than you.
How is that possible? You had no money. You never bought a console in your life. You're always mooching off your friends. Now, what do you think? What do you think of sports games?
What I think of the whole thing?
Well, yeah.
I like bowling and tennis and baseball. Golf.
You like the baseball
one?
I like the baseball one.
Huh. Even though the ball lands and it bounces and they catch it, it's an out.
Well, the rule is, if it's infield, it's an out. Because that's just the way it works.
It's
so
like
don't hit it infield. That's the way it works.
Football.
What?
You know?
Yeah,
I understand. If you hit the ball to the outfield, and they catch it after it hits the ground, it's either a single, a double, or a triple.
Well, play mechanics like that. Who needs real baseball?
I have to say that the graphics are stunning.
I'd like to say the graphics are cute.
Yeah.
Stunning is definitely not the word choice.
They are cute. I think the bowling is really well done in terms of the amount of spin when you release the ball. I don't know. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah. Bowling, I'll tell you this. Everyone says bowling is their number one game.
Really?
And, I mean, it's a testament. Most people I've played with so far, they play bowling more than any other Wii Sports game.
Yeah, the bowling is great. The golf is a little iffy and actually a little bit harder to pick up than the other ones.
Well, that's because you really can't see what you're shooting until after you've shot.
Yeah, there's a couple
like
of
your
issues
energy.
With it. Yeah, the little diagram where, you know, it shows you how far your drive is going to go, given the club you're using or whatever, is not that accurate. So it becomes difficult and kind of a little bit of a guessing game no matter what.
It sucks.
So you've been playing anything else?
No. That's it. And I played a little bit of an older game. I'm making some progress, slow but steady progress in Chaos Theory in preparation for the new one, which I haven't picked up.
Double Agent?
Yeah.
Are you getting that for the weirded PC?
No, I'm going to get it for PC.
Oh, okay.
Because I just like controlling that with a mouse and keyboard still.
Okay.
It's not my favorite way.
But what the hell? Each his own.
I might get it for both, actually.
Hey.
I want to see what it's like on the Wii.
Hey, you. You have two other games for the Wii. You didn't touch them?
I haven't touched them. Haven't even opened them. This little, you know,
injustice.
The seal is still on.
Totally. You are a waste of time.
No, see,
and life.
No, that's not even injustice now. That's injustice.
I think it's bi-weekly justice.
Jesus Christ.
But,
pimp justice.
I don't know. I got too much work. But here's the deal. Starting on Christmas, my girlfriend goes to Brazil for like 3.5 weeks. In addition to that, I've decided not to sign up for any classes over the winter break. Ah. There will be at least, and I'm taking the week off between Christmas and New Year's, and the day after New Year's. So there will be some major, major video game playing between Christmas and like January 18th. I'm going to catch up big time.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm basically going to spend my
vacation. So we're going to have a party, right?
What's that? Oh, yeah. There's definitely going to be video game night. Absolutely. Yeah. At least one.
Hell yeah. I'll bring my nunchuck.
War comes out afterwards because we could have an ill WarioWare party.
A what?
WarioWare?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys see the video on
WarioWare? I seen some of it. I was like, I didn't really understand it. It was like, I don't know. What were they showing? How many games it has on there?
Maybe. I don't know. I saw one that highlighted 9-Volt games, and 9-Volt is always about retro Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, in the first WarioWare, they had a mini game with Zelda, with Zelda, but it was mm-hmm. like Link. You had to go into a cave,
uh-huh.
and that was the whole point of the game. They had one, a mini game with Metroid, and all you had to do was pound on the B button to shoot missiles into Mother Brain to kill her.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, these 5-second mini games.
Right.
And this one, Smooth Moves,
mm-hmm.
they show you how to hold the
Oh, yeah,
remote.
The Wii, yeah.
And after they show you how to hold the remote, they put the game out there. And you're supposed to do something with the remote. Like, for example, you hold the remote like with one hand on top of the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the mini game is Link pulling the Master Sword out in Ocarina of Time. You have to pull the sword out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the next one would be you have to hold it facing the screen like, you know, like you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, like, point at something and, like, click to destroy it or, like, maybe shoot something. I can't really remember specifically.
Mm-hmm.
There was one where you had to hold it like, like a bar, like horizontally,
mm-hmm.
and you had to roll it, and what it was Samus and Metroid Prime in a ball form, and you had to hit like a barrel or something. But the guy,
not like
failed,
taking pies and rolling dough, what the fuck?
I don't know. But then the end one was really good. The boss stage, mm-hmm. it was the first level of Star Fox. And you had to fly through.
Well, Ethan's
the Wii
never
remote.
Played that because he's not cultured.
Yeah, yeah. But it doesn't matter. By the time that comes out, well, not by the time it comes out, but I'm sure eventually Star Fox will be available on Virtual Console.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to experience that. The excellence of...
Did you play any of the Virtual Console games?
Ethan?
That's
Ethan,
me passing
no.
gas silently. No.
Waste of fucking life.
Dude, I got work!
Did you send the me to anybody? No.
Yeah, I sent it. What the fuck? I sent the number to everybody.
I know you sent me the number, but did you send me the little me of you with the beard and shit? I had to use my poor guy.
I made my little... I look like a fat Hitler, the little me I made.
Well, then make him skinny.
No, I like him fat. I'm going to send that shit out.
All right, send the fat one.
I'm
who cares?
Sending it out.
I'm telling you, I made a bum.
Did you?
Yeah, not mine. That's not my me. That's just a me.
I see.
And, I set your avatar whenever you send me messages as that poor guy until you send me yours.
All right. You know, two can play at this game now.
Well, I already sent you my me, so you can't do anything about it.
Play at this game. That's his response.
Yeah, I'm going to play.
Yeah. So, Pops Will,
Jesus Christ.
What have you been playing this week? Because I know cool. you've been playing more than him.
Well, yeah, because he has no job.
My job is game.
Shit, I have a job and I played more than you.
That's
well,
right.
Fine.
What's your excuse?
I go to school, too.
Yeah,
well
he went to school one time, too.
I go to school of hard knocks.
Jesus Christ.
I'm an A student there.
I'm an A student at the school of hard knocks. That's actually a great bumper sticker. My child is an honor student at the school of hard knocks.
It would be even funnier if it was my child is an A student at the school of hard cocks.
Yes, it would.
K-H-O-C-K.
My child got totally owned in prison. That's my bumper sticker.
You'd be so
oh,
strange.
God.
So what are you playing there?
All right, so, of course, everybody knows that I was playing Rayman. Raven Rabbids. So I put a review up on the site for that, and oh, just an amazing game, absolutely amazing. Of course, Zelda. I'm about 16 hours into that game now, and the game is huge. It's just gigantic. So Ethan would definitely not like it because it interferes with his boring work life. His life of jealousy towards me.
Don't worry, Ethan. You'll finish it by next Christmas.
All right, you know what? We'll see what kind of progress I make on break. I'm going to make it up. You guys are going to be stunned.
Yeah, he's gonna have all like, 120 hours done in that week.
He's gonna call you up, Al. He's gonna be like, "Hey, I just made a meet." Yeah, but you've been on vacation all week.
I'll be like, "Yeah, but it's sweet. It's the best meet you've ever seen. It took me 4 days."
Oh God! And since this system is backwards compatible, I was playing Pikmin. Hello.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Pikmin. Yeah, I think Ethan's seen that game.
I have.
It's really silly.
It's the weirdest fucking game I've ever
seen. Yeah, it is very weird. So, eventually I'm going to go and pick up Pikmin 2. I don't know if it's good or not. I've never heard... I haven't even read anything about it.
I heard it was really good. Although I haven't gotten it yet either, I really do need to get it before... I mean, Nintendo never stops selling their products unless...
Right.
It fails, and I know that Pikmin has sold.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really need to pick that up because I think it's good.
Yeah.
It was a fun game.
Yeah, it's really addictive. I just it's
oh they
it's
had
weird.
A mini game on that too in WarioWare.
In WarioWare,
You had to like roll this, you know, those big like caterpillar monsters. The ladybug spot looking monsters.
You had to
roll them back and forth. It was weird.
Roll them back and forth.
Yeah, well, just the guy who was doing it, he failed, so I didn't really know what the point of it was.
Well, listen, if Wario what is it?
WarioWare Smooth Moves.
Smooth Moves, yeah. If it's anything like Rayman as far as control, and just like Rayman was just it was just weird because it is mini games, but there's like a storyline to the mini games that is just absolutely ridiculously believable on that level. Like Rabbids just put you in games for their pleasure, for their amusement. The only thing that makes it funny is that even though the Rabbids put you in games, most of the games are against them. So you know, like hitting a rabbit on the head with a hammer. Until, like, the bump on his head reaches, like, an astronomic level. It's just crazy, you know? So, and just it funny as hell. Funny, funny, funny game. Controls are rock steady. I've played Zelda for this, and this is my biggest complaint with Zelda. The controls are not on. They are totally not on. There is a second delay for when you pull out your sword. There's an even longer delay for sometimes when you want to do your spin move. Okay, and I'm talking about when you're charged to do a spin move. I'm over there fighting, and I'm waiting a good 3 seconds while somebody's pounding me in my fucking tush, okay, for that spin move to come off.
This sounds like every Saturday night you're waking up for me. You're waiting around ready to do your spin move, and you get a pound in the ass, I hope.
You know, I honestly did not.
Well, you would take an ass pounding, too, if you were out of the toilet long enough.
I'm constipated.
Tony, I don't share this experience.
If you played Rayman Raving Rabbids, you would see what I'm saying.
Okay, because I don't see any delays.
Mm-hmm. There is. Trust me. Unless I got a shit version of Zelda, but I doubt it.
Broken Wii. That's your problem.
No, everything's fine. No, batteries are charged.
No, it came right. You brought it into the project. It was like, holy shit, I got a break.
No, the delay is becoming because of the project. It senses the ominous air.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no.
So, one thing I did pass over. Ethan, what are you looking forward to? Anything?
Yes. I'm kind of looking forward to the games I've been looking forward to for a while because I haven't been able to play.
Boring ass.
The games that you have that you haven't played yet?
Yeah, right. I really, my story is really fucking boring as shit.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to playing Kirby, even because I bought it and I have it and I played it a little bit, but I haven't been able to really play it. I'm looking forward to playing, you know, games for my Wii. And I'm looking forward to sleeping late.
Why don't you look forward to opening one of your fucking games?
I do, but I got a paper to write today. And I got finals next week.
Jesus Christ!
We're moving... Oh, next week, and we're moving all the fucking servers from one room to another.
Yeah, you told me about
Saturday
that.
Saturday and Sunday, I got to work.
That's going to be fun.
Oh.
It's
going to
be
my
fun.
My life blows.
Tony, how about you?
Keep the dream alive.
I'm looking forward to Diablo 3.
Oh.
Whenever they make it!
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Apparently, this guy wrote a book, and everybody was like, well, what is about Diablo 3? And he says, I'm not writing for a dead franchise. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, shit!
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm
That's
serious.
Stupid! That
franchise
had a huge following.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no. He says, I'm not writing for a dead franchise, meaning I can't say if there's another game coming out, but I'm not going to say there isn't.
Okay. Alrighty.
Well, that's retarded. Fucking say it.
Anything else?
Let me see. Pikmin 2, of course. Just like a couple of old games for the GameCube that now I'll pick up. Gotta buy a new handle.
I just thought of one game that I'm looking forward to just reading the reviews. I'm not necessarily looking forward to buying it.
Uh-huh.
But they're making a game for the Shield based on the show.
Okay, so
the game is supposed to be releasing December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
There's like on GameSpot not a single screenshot, not a single preview.
It's going to be like that. Oh, it's a media blackout. That's why, because they know it's going to suck.
No, because on their own website there are screenshots and there's some stuff. So I think GameSpot's taken a look at this and been like, "This is going to blow dick. We're not putting any research on it." But I kind of want to see how good or bad it is.
Right.
And I may buy it if it's a horrific failure, just to
just enjoy. To own a terrific failure.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. Al, what about you?
I finished Wind Waker.
Ooh.
So now I finished the entire pre-Twilight Princess Zelda collection on consoles. And you will be able to see my compendium of reviews and comparisons on TryGames.net. It is mm-hmm. building. Nice. I have Zelda and Zelda 2 up already.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Ocarina of Time up probably in a couple of days. Majora's Mask following and Wind Waker following that. So I've been playing some Twilight Princess, 3 hours into it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the first temple. I'm surprised that it took me 3 hours to get through to the first temple. Although I have to say, like 25 minutes of that was sitting talking on the phone with baby girl Evelyn. So
baby girl Evelyn.
I can say I'm about 2.5 hours into the game.
No, it actually takes that long because first you got to do just the orientation shit, which
yeah,
hate
and then
that.
You gotta go over there.
Yeah.
And then you gotta get out of there.
Yeah. Then you gotta
buy
a slingshot.
Go
this is the dumbest thing. You gotta buy a slingshot. So now you gotta waste your time getting money to buy the slingshot.
You know,
so
I had the money before that. What took all that time was actually getting a cat. Because
a fucking
the
cat. Yeah,
without bait was
yeah.
hard.
No, I just like didn't know what to do. Like I got the hawk. You know, you blow the reeds to get the hawk.
Yeah.
And I was, like, standing on the wrong plateau, so I sent them off into walls and shit. I really didn't know what to do after that point.
Wait, what were you trying to do with the hawk again? Oh, to knock open the hive?
The hive, and then get the cradle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
I remember that one. I was like, oh, there looks like there's another one over there.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
So let's stop spoiling the game for people. I mean, not that Ethan will remember this.
Ethan ain't gonna do shit with
2009.
That game. Yeah.
He actually guessed.
Ethan, just think of it as Diablo 2 and you never play it again.
Done.
I'm
not interested. If it's good, I'm not interested. I don't have time for good games. That's why I buy shit like The Shield and I'm like, sweet, I'll play it for half an hour, I'll get pissed off, and I'll stop playing and do my work, but at least I play video games.
Well, see, you know, quite technically, Wii games aren't really that long-lasting besides Twilight Princess. In terms of the amount of playability that you
mm-hmm.
can get and then move on to something else, that's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can throw in Excitruck and play for 10, 15, 20, maybe half an hour
mm-hmm.
and be totally satisfied.
Okay.
And then play something else or leave.
See, I understand that, but I think what's happened is I've gone through such withdrawal that... If it's like actually quitting smoking crack. Like if you go back to it, you're just gonna spend like the whole week in a dungeon smoking crack the entire time.
Well, you?
Well, yeah.
Fuck?
So if I start playing even like a 15-minute game, I'll just keep playing the shit and playing.
So my
poor analogy.
I'm talking about, hey man, what's wrong with you? So I've been playing some old school games. I downloaded a couple of Virtual Console games. Talk about that later.
Cool.
And finished Diablo 2. Just
right.
First time
right.
I ever beat Bale.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, because I beat Diablo and then I got like halfway through the expansion.
Right.
And I just stopped playing because
right.
I didn't want to do it by myself.
Right.
My friend was all like, come on, man, Eastern Sun! And I said, nah, man, I'm tired of the monsters coming out the ground. And so...
Damn, what the... The mic's swallowing, you gotta stop...
I'm not swallowing the mic.
All right, don't crunch on it then.
You're going to have to use my recording in this one.
Al needs breakfast.
Anyway. I've been playing Trauma Center, too.
Oh, how is it? I'm so excited.
Well, the Game Boy one. Sorry, the DS one.
Forget it.
That game is hard as frickles.
I don't know what frickles is.
This is... I'm going to tell you this, Ethan. Because you got the game for GameCube, and it's probably... Oh, GameCube. For the Wii. I'm just all off today. You got it for the Wii, and it's probably going to be as hard as this. Now, there's this mission, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Level?
Where there's five people that you have to treat in 10 minutes.
What the fuck?
Now,
that's impossible.
Now, I didn't treat all five of them. I treated like three, and I still passed the level. But you have to handle different strains of the virus, or the disease, or whatever you want to call it. The first one that you deal with is one of the hardest ones to deal with, and it takes usually around 3 to 5 minutes to deal with it.
And then
so that's already
people.
Halfway through the amount of time you have. You have four more people to take care of. And then you have to do it again. And then you have to do it again. And by that time, they're like, backup has come. All right, just finish this guy up and we're good. Huh. But I got rank C, which means shitty.
Because you can't spell shitty without C. You
can't spell shitty without C. Shitty, shitty, bang, bang. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm like, how the fuck are you going to do five people in 10 minutes to get rank S? It's just unbelievable for that type of virus. And then they had this other one, just, oh, pissed me off. I almost threw my DS across the hallway. I don't want to talk about it, so yeah, I've been playing that. Flashback.
So I'll look out for those.
So let's see, let's get to our news stories of the week. First, we got to talk about Sony. Sony's been shuffling people around their offices recently, giving everybody promotions. You would think, you know, hey, PlayStation 3 just came out. It almost sold out in Japan, and it sold out in America, apparently. Although most of those people resold the console. I thought that stuff was illegal, but hey, what do I know? So, first promotion is Mr. Jack Tretton, who said that he would like to his car to fly and make him breakfast, but he can't. and he said that in response to Jack Tretton, famous for saying things like, I would like my car to fly and make me breakfast, but that's an unrealistic expectation. We've reported problems on only 200 of the 8,000 PlayStation 1 and 2 games. I would challenge the average consumer to say that there are significant problems with any of the games in their library. And this is about people who are having problems with backwards compatibility in PS3. Then he said, if you look at our competitors, one machine has zero backwards compatibility, and only one of them has it, and one only has it with a third of their games. Now, as far as I remember, Nintendo has full backwards compatibility with GameCube, and Microsoft has big backwards compatibility, albeit it's, you know, chunky in some spots, with Xbox. So, what is he talking about? This guy got promoted to president and CEO of SCEA, replacing Kaz Hirai. So, basically, he's the big head honcho of Sony America. He was an EVP and co-chief operating officer.
Co-chief.
Oh, co-chief.
So, Kaz Hirai, he now no longer being big man of SCEA, he's going to be president and group chief CO, well, group chief operating officer, group COO.
Boo!
Sony Computer Entertainment Incorporated, which is the entire arm, like the big, big America, Japan, and Europe headman thing, you know. It's like an alpha on the head type shit. And Ken Kutaragi, who was the big man there, is now going to be chairman and group CEO of SCEI.
Chairman.
Yes, chairman. As opposed to as opposed to being president. And people have been speculating about this because this move seems like, well, all right, he was the guy that was behind the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3.
Right.
And, you know, he was the one that was the one responsible for bringing it out into the marketplace and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Given that the PlayStation 3 is what it is right now, people have been saying that he's been relegated to a different position that doesn't involve direct influence with the PlayStation brand. Kind of akin to Gunpei Yokoi, who was thrown into the corner with the dunce cap because of the Virtual Boy.
I think he's getting old. They know it.
He's moving on to,
he's getting old. They're retiring him.
Who?
Kutaragi.
Kutaragi? I don't think so. Let's just hope that he doesn't get hit by a car.
Well, he's getting senile too.
2 years. Because that's what happened to Gunpei.
Really?
He got hit by a car and died.
Because
that sucks.
Old and he was probably crossing the street and he couldn't move fast enough.
Well, no, no. we think it's bad karma for the Virtual Boy.
Oh, okay. Bad karma. Yeah. He was probably playing a Virtual Boy while crossing the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Ethan, if you don't know what the Virtual Boy is, it's a sort of 3D kind of video game system, but with laser or LED lights to simulate the 3D, so you look into this fucking binocular thing, okay, and it looks really fucking goofy. You're just staying there burning your eyes out, okay, with this red beam of just nonsense. And what game I played for that? I think a Wario game?
It was a Mario game throwing barrels toward the eyes and shit or something. Toward the background.
When did this come out?
But you forgot about the biggest part.
What's that?
It was set up as a tabletop unit.
Right.
And as you look into it, you would cause neck strain.
It was on a Japanese tripod because, you know, they're small. So, you know, it was perfect for their necks, but American necks? No. 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 And my retina hurts? No.
So,
when did this come out?
97 or something like
96,
that.
I think.
Really? 96? Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucked. It was blow-worthy.
Yeah, I think it sold like 50,000.
Yeah.
If that much.
Yeah.
And,
moving right along.
This was the man who created the control pad.
Yeah.
So, let's hope that Ken Kutaragi doesn't go the way of Gunpei Yokoi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's hope for his involvement in some video game stuff. Relating to Sony in the next couple of years.
Well,
now on to
I'm sorry.
Some other more uplifting news.
Just wanted
the Wii sells out in Japan.
Yay!
Before we move on to that, I had one thing to say. No.
Boo.
Jack Trenton was the one who said that the backwards compatible thing was perfect on the Sony, with exception of a few games.
Yeah, he didn't say it was perfect. He said. Basically, he said, to paraphrase what he said,
mm-hmm.
I want big things, but they're not going to happen.
Okay.
Now, you're crying about such a small thing. Get with it.
Oh, I love it.
Because he's saying
that
only 200 out of 8,000 old games don't work, that you shouldn't be crying about it.
Right.
As opposed to saying that we're working on getting it fixed, and
right.
we appreciate your... your love for these old games that don't work, but we'll make sure that they work. He says, suck it up.
Right. That's funny. Okay, I'm satisfied. Thanks.
Okay. So, we came out in Japan yesterday, and 400,000 units. And let's see here. We've got people waiting in front of the big camera store in Yarukuchu, surpassing 1,500 people.
Mm.
Now, if you thought that our lines, line on Toys R Us going down the block, around the block, around the block,
mm-hmm.
was bad. This just kills it. Yodobashi Camera cut off at 3,000.
Wow.
And now, see, the cool thing about Japan is that they got these stores. It's got five stores in
mm-hmm.
all of Japan that hold this product in big supply.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really see where the control is, and you can kind of go to the locations. Whereas in America, mom and pop could sell a Wii, and you could never really go and cover that because, their son or daughter would go and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But, they had, that many stores scattered all across the country that you can't say, wow, there's, 1,000 people here and there's 2,000 people there and then there's, 8,000 people over there. That's
mm-hmm.
all of the stock.
Oh, man.
But, Yeah, they had this guy dressed up as a Wii Remote on GamesAreFun.com.
He's looking sexy as hell, too.
I think it's pretty funny. His face is designed as the A button.
Yeah.
He's got a big old, like, A thing between his eyes and under his nose.
Those silly people.
So I think that, well, they say that they're going to ship another 600,000 to Japan only by the end of the year. Which is going to be great. I think it's going to be an excellent holiday season for Nintendo in terms of getting this product off the shelves. Because
they're going to ship another 600,000 to Japan.
What?
They're going to ship another 600,000 to Japan?
They're going to do what with shit?
What?
What?
Okay, what they don't be like Ethan. Not everything revolves around shit.
That's what it sounded like.
You know, the world revolves around shit. It's the circle of life.
Yeah, ass rules everything around me.
That's what I'm saying.
Ass rules.
I got an email that said that. It was talking about body parts. And how everybody all the body parts have to obey the ass. Because if the ass closes up, then all the other body parts suffer. I'll send it to you guys later.
Please do. And you can find the text of that email on trygames.net.
Yeah, right. I thought it was a hangnail, personally, but, yeah, that didn't go anywhere. Tony needs to shut up.
So, I'm moving on to more Wii sale news. Because I couldn't understand what the hell Ethan said.
Don't worry about it. Keep going. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
In America, we sold 600,000 Wiis. Well,
we did.
As if, you know, like, we went out and had 600,000 Wiis on our backs and said, here, take, give money, 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 money.
The cash.
Nintendo sold 600,000 Wii systems over the past, well, the first 8 days, from the 19th to the, let's see, that's the 27th.
It's like the Hanukkah story.
Huh?
know, they we had only 600,000 Wiis, but it lasted 8 days.
Apparently, the Wii still sold out in America.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, man.
The Wii Hanukkah story. This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me shut up, man.
The Wii, yeah, sold out in America. So we think that they shipped 600,000 Wiis across the country.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be 1 million by the end of the year. And that, a 1 million by the end of the year, which means that we would get another 400,000, and then Japan gets the other 600,000.
Right.
So that makes 2 million units by the end of the year. So that makes a lot of sense. That's good. Twilight Princess sold 454,000, so 75% of Wii owners have this game, and I wonder how many are, like, 45 hours into the game right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Not me.
You are not part of the 75%, you retard!
And one thing I just kind of wish is that, you know, Reggie says here, even with sales already in excess of 600,000 units, demand continues to exceed supply, as it's clear this is one of the gotta-have products for the holiday season. I honestly think that really for it to be the gotta-have product for the holiday season, they need WarioWare. And it's just sad that it's coming out in January. But that game will... I mean, have you guys ever played any other Wario games?
No.
WarioWare games, I mean?
No.
No? Yeah, you definitely need to take a look at, like, if it's, I don't know if it's cheap, but try and get the WarioWare for GameCube. Because I don't think you don't have a Game Boy Advance, right?
No, I don't.
And you don't have a DS, right?
No.
Right. So then you won't be able to play the other three, the three that really kind of started.
Right.
But the WarioWare Mega Micro games or something like that, I think, for the GameCube. It's pretty damn good. Get four people together and start doing all kinds of weird, crazy minigame shit. It's fun. And Smooth Moves is now going to take the interaction to a whole new level. You're going to be doing a whole bunch of crazy shit with the Wii Remote 5 seconds at a time. You'll be like throwing shit, you're going to be rolling shit, you're going to be twisting shit, you're going to be pulling shit out.
I don't know, man.
I think pulling he's talking about out. Something in his pants. I don't know.
I'm talking about a Wii Remote.
I'm gonna be rolling it and twisting. I'm not talking about taking a shit and rubbing it and pushing all its buttons and
junk.
Snapping its bracelet right off.
A cock ring on it. I'll see. I went too far. God damn it!
That's right, everybody. Safe Wii use. Put a condom on your remote.
So while we're on the topic of sales, I would like to take a moment to talk about eBay.
eBay.
Just, you know, a little testament of people's attitudes about the PlayStation 3 and the Wii and the Xbox 360. eBay is reporting that between November 17th and November 24th, PlayStation 3 sold 14,675 auctions.
eBay.
And that's a combination of the the real 60 gig system and the pussy 20 gig system.
Oh my god.
The average winning bid was $1,186. They say about 215% of retail.
What is fucking wrong with people? I don't understand.
I don't understand what makes you spend $1,000 for a PlayStation 3 not have any games.
Listen, if you have a fucking whiny little kid at home bitching about wanting a PlayStation 3, you could
give him a Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, or slap him in the fucking nutsack for being such a pain in your ass.
Maybe it'll make him drop.
Exactly. Be like, Mammy, I want a 60 gig PlayStation 3. I want that. You learn kind of fucking be patient, you motherfucker. I will kick your motherfucking ass.
All right.
Like, I'm going to be a great parent. I'm telling you. No, I'm not.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Would you pay $1,186
no.
for a $600 PlayStation 3? On
I'm fucking balking at the price of $600 for the PlayStation 3, the 60 gigabyte one.
I get a TV to play my Wii on for $1,186.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck. I could feed my family of two
for a year.
For a year.
With 1180s. For 2
rice
years.
And donuts, that's all we're having.
Well, no, with 1186, I'm sure you could feed your family for just about a year if you spend $120 a month on groceries. But unless you eat like freaking raving animals or rabbits or whatever you want to call them.
Jesus Christ.
man. During the period of the 19th to the 24th, the Wii sold 26,708.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would just say that that's a testament to how many more pieces of product were available.
Right.
They sold 26,000 in pretty much the same period of time. Of course, being that it was cheaper, the average winning bid was $412, which is about 165% of retail. But even so, who the hell is going to pay $412? I mean, in your right mind, the Wii is $250.
Jesus.
You get a game with it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the game is, if they decided to sell it retail, it could be a $30 game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a $220 console that you just paid $412 for.
Mm-hmm.
You just gave Joe Schmo almost $150, $175 for free. Mm-hmm. That he's going to take and probably like sniff up with some cocaine.
No, probably not. He'll go out and buy something else that somebody stupid will pay a lot of money for. The thing that bothers me is that for $1,186 on PlayStation 3, I know that it was short supply. For $1,186, you get Talladega Nights. That's win-win. Let me tell you. That right there is definitely justifying the price.
Oh, so Ricky Bobby does my taxes?
Ricky Bobby, the fucking legend of mediocre movie, fucking blow-ass, yeah. For $1,186, that's what you get. No game. One handle. Oh, and that's another thing. Oh, seeing the commercials, they actually put the commercial with the baby. And they're playing that, like, frequently.
Yeah, they do.
And also the one with the handle, the six axes. Just because it's a palindrome. It's a palindrome with nifty. Let's pay $1,186. Fucking retarded, man. I don't understand. It's not food. It's not even good clothes. It's a system that plays nothing. Nothing right now.
Right.
Okay. Unbelievable. Where's Ethan?
Yeah!
He was stroking. I don't know what the hell it was.
Yeah, we just disturbed him. We broke his concentration.
My own sack, so my balls would drop.
So, you know, with all this talk about the PlayStation and the Wii, we have to kind of take a look at Microsoft.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, between the period of November 12th and November 24th,
mm-hmm.
Xbox 360 didn't even sell as much as his namesake. It sold 331 auctions between the 12th and the 24th.
Wow.
331.
This is eBay sales.
eBay sales. Okay. Well, even when we were covering the Wii launch, you couldn't give a 360 away that night. No. I mean, like, just, it was ridiculous. If somebody actually went in there and picked up a 360, I think they would get beat down on principle.
But you know what's funny? Here's the funny part.
What?
All right. Consider the fact that, and this is just, I guess, devil's advocate kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Consider the fact that the Xbox 360 has been out for a whole year already.
Yes.
That would kind of explain that, you know, maybe everybody's got one and, you know, you're not really selling that much because they've already got their market share out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's stop playing devil's advocate and get to reality. Gears of War just came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to sell units on eBay at least.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's just enough product in stores. It's not, you know, it's widely available in stores now.
It is.
That
yeah.
people can go to the store and buy it instead of having to buy it off of eBay.
And just the ignorant slobs just buy it off of eBay because I don't think anybody else has it. It's come towards Christmas.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
And then here's the big thing. If I can remember what it was.
What was that?
Yes, there it is.
Jesus Christ.
Like a,
somebody just pressed
the reset
button.
I'm sorry. Shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Crunchy Mike.
Yeah, think about it like this. PlayStation 2
yeah.
has been out for 5 years now.
Yes.
And I think it's outselling the 360.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well,
yeah.
Well, we went into
sales
that.
Of PS2 yeah. went up during the PS3 launch because there were no PS3s. Mm-hmm. Well, not because there were no PS3s, but I don't know. It's a phenomenon that people still buying PS2s
yeah.
after all this time.
Well, there's another reason
it's
for that.
Cheap.
Number one, it's cheap. Number two, you might have broken your old one.
Yeah.
And number three, it has a huge amount of good games.
Yeah, there's a giant library for it.
Yeah, but
yeah.
with all the amount of products sold, doesn't everybody have one? I mean, I know not everybody has one because I know my mother doesn't have one, my girlfriend doesn't have one, my grandmother doesn't have one, and my grandfather doesn't have one. But still,
really
you just answered
like,
your question.
No, it's buying the next. It's buying the one after your first one broke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I gave mine away, so I bought another one.
And don't play it.
Yeah, yeah, I felt like giving mine away
mm-hmm.
so that I could get the slim one.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I kind of understand.
Yep.
Not only that, if you were going to buy the PlayStation 3 because it's backwards compatible and you have a whole library of games, or considering getting a whole library of games, and you don't have the PlayStation 3, and they're telling you they're probably not going to have more till next year, especially with the feeding frenzy that's out there right now. Come on, $1,186 for a fucking console? Nobody in their right mind is going to pay that. So, for $120, you wait a year.
Yeah, $120
you know?
Bucks is so cheap.
Yeah, you'll wait a year. That's
games.
It. And okay, so you don't have the privilege of getting Talladega Nights. We.
They probably already have it on DVD.
No.
Blu-ray.
Yeah. yeah, Blu-ray, that's what they should call it. So this, you know, I guess I don't understand the phenomenon. I really don't understand how people in their right mind would pay that much for it. Now, also, you got to consider that for this bid, for $1,186, a person doesn't necessarily have to buy it. They could just offer it at that price, and then somebody could pull out.
No,
that was the highest winning bid.
That's the average bid. That means that...
The average winning bid?
That's right.
Yes.
That means some of them went for like $700, and some of them went for like $2,500.
No,
right.
Some of them went for $10,000, but let's not talk about
Jesus
that.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
my
fucking that's
Lord.
Sweet stupid.
That,
oh
is, that
God.
Is stupid.
Jesus.
Not too many of them.
But let's not talk about the one who sold 3 PlayStation 1s for $900.
What?
What?
Oh, you don't know about that?
Oh, we don't.
Somebody on eBay... put out an auction for it said PlayStation and it was $900.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and it was like
kidding.
New said, we have it, it's not a pre-order.
And he said 3 PlayStation.
No, wait, I'll get to it in a second. He talks about how there's like, you know, there's nothing like it, and something they even mentioned like 20 gig and 60 gig for some odd reason. And then in the fine print at the bottom it says this is an auction for PlayStation 3 of them.
Oh,
and somebody
my.
Bought it for $900. Buy it now.
Well, they probably thought they were buying 2 PlayStation 3s. I mean,
they had 3 $100
no,
PlayStations
they,
for $900.
They were thinking they were buying 1 PlayStation 3.
And they, I guess they thought they were buying PlayStation 3 because it said this auction is for PlayStation 3 of them.
Well, that just
no, you
makes
know what?
You
the
feel
title
a little
of
fuzzy.
The title of the like the title of the bid was probably mm-hmm. just PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
I can probably pull that up.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
But what I'm saying with eBay, yeah, the average winning bid could be that, but not everybody who won whatever the amount of the bid was not everybody probably paid for it, you know, or committed.
Well, of course, some people lost. Some people wouldn't go that high.
Right.
But who know? But that doesn't mean anything. There's a whole host of people that are willing to spend more than
$600
for
it's
a
retarded.
PlayStation 3.
I just don't understand. I mean, like, maybe we're missing something here. Maybe we're missing something that Sony did as far as subliminal shit. I'm not really getting it.
I don't know.
Yeah, so
it's market craze. It's buzz. It's the cool thing.
Yeah, it's retarded. There's no other word for it but retarded.
It is extremely retarded.
All right, what's next?
Well, what's next here is some PlayStation 3 news, side news here, that Polyphony Digital, the makers of Gran Turismo, we're working on a... Hey, there goes Austin.
What up, Austin?
Hey, let's have the telephone calls. Yeah, so joining us in the studio now is Mr. Welcome here.
Hello.
And
done with the family chores, and I'm back in the habit of cocaine! What?
Ooh, sniffing, snorting.
Kidding.
Tasty.
It's don't do drugs. I don't support drugs. Go ahead.
Yeah, so...
what do you want me for?
Why am I here? Man? Huh? What you been playing?
Shit. Oh, I mean, I recently got Gears of War in the mail from the Amazon.com. For cheap. If anybody's looking for Gears of War, it's $12. The collector's edition is $12 cheaper on Amazon. There, I said it. But yeah, it is not worth a console, but it is pretty damn close. Because I'm always one to say that buying a console for a single game is really kind of dumb, sorta. Some people will say Zelda is that game, and Al, you can tell us about that later, or if you haven't already, which you probably have, and I was just gone. but it's, you know, it's intense. It is beautiful, first of all. Like, it's one of those things where I don't know if the rest of you saw the Killzone 2 trailer for the PlayStation 3.
No.
But it's like you look at that and you're like, yeah, that's fake. Sony can't do that. And you see Gears of War, and now you think maybe they can do that because Gears of War looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it really just looks fantastically. I think someone made the comment that it still goes to that uncanny valley thing where it looks so real, but it still is missing something so that it looks uncannily fake. I really don't think so. Like, I think they do a good job with the facial expressions, and, like, these got, like, you can see the veins popping out of their neck.
Mm.
Huh.
They're, like, big, beefy dudes, and, like, you can see the veins coming out of their neck and their forehead, and, like, you know, it's just really good looking. If you download some videos of it, like, a high-def video of it, like, you'll see what I'm talking about. It looks that good as it does in the videos.
So, yeah, Ethan's dad.
Ethan's dead.
What? What the fuck?
Oh, I'll continue while he's still dead. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. The gameplay-wise, when I first started it, I was initially disappointed because I thought it was going to be this way cool, like, intense, like, crazy shit.
But you were wrong.
I was wrong.
Yeah, dead wrong.
I was wrong. But, you know, when it first opens up... It gives you this training mission, not training mission, but like you're trying to get out of jail, so it sits you through a very slight tutorial, which gets you the hang of it. And that was my problem. The problem was like the first couple of guys that like you know I fought and I shot at. It's basically Ethan. This is what Saint Marie would call snoop and poop kind of,
mm-hmm.
except not like Sam Fisher in Splinter Cell, but it's more you take cover, you pop out, you squeeze off a few rounds. You jump back in, you pop out, you shoot, you jump back in. It's like the 24 game.
So it's less snoop and more poop.
I guess. So it's
like that.
So it's like, okay, well, the playtests made it look really fun, but now I'm just sitting here waiting for them to pop their stupid little head out, and then I just beam them in the head.
Uh-huh.
And it started getting boring after like 20 minutes, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck, you know, this is supposed to be, you know, next-gen and all shit. But then, you know, it kind of opened up, and, you know, I started fighting more than, like, three enemies at a time. Like, all these people started, all these, you know, enemies started flanking me, jumping over cover, doing all the stuff that my squad mates did, you know, doing SWAT turns from piece of cover to, you know, doing this little roadie run. The roadie run, by the way, is like, you know how if you're a reporter in, like, the fucking Middle East, and you're following a bunch of soldiers, and you just kind of squat and run mm-hmm. after them, and the camera gets all shaky?
Yes, okay.
It's that similar angle, so it makes it harder for you to really concentrate on shooting, because all it's really there for is for you to just run like the fucking Dickens, from piece of cover to piece
Did
of cover.
You seriously just say, like the fucking Dickens?
Yes, because...
before. He loves that word. It's his phrase. He learned that in grammar school.
Fucking Dickens. But Dickens. It just makes it gives it a cinematic feel while actually impacting the gameplay in a way, you know. Mm-hmm. And the cover system just, you know, ends up working really well. My only complaint is that I can see in multiplayer how it would kind of fall apart because you kind of stick to everything. And by that I mean if you're like 3 virtual feet away from like a piece of furniture or a big slab of concrete and you press A, your guy just literally like magnetizes towards it and just goes and sticks to that piece of cover. Yeah, exactly. And it kind of looks somewhat unrealistic, and it's like, what if you're trying to run around from piece to piece but you don't want to hide there, you want to keep on running, but you know you want to press the A button to kind of, you know, do a tuck and roll, a dive, mm-hmm. towards the piece of cover. If you're too close to, if you're even remotely too close to something else, you're going to like just stick to it.
Yeah.
So it's like you can imagine in a close quarters fight when you're trying to roll around and, you know, get away, mm-hmm. and you know someone's coming up on you and you just happen to be a mile away from, you know, a slab of concrete and you're like, what the fuck? And also, like, true to most first-person shooters on consoles, close quarters is really annoying because the turning speed of the analog stick is way too, you know, low. Uh-huh. But because a lot of the combat is cover-based and, like, you're fighting from a distance, if you turn up the sensitivity to make up for that, then it becomes a little bit harder to shoot when you're far away. So it's kind of, I don't know. It needs a little work, but, I mean, the rest of the game, since, most of it's from a distance, it works really well. Of course, it would work better with a mouse. But since this is a third-person shooter with first-person mechanics, it's a little easier to handle. So I can deal with that. But yes, if you want to spend $400 and then get Gears of War, I bequeath you with approval or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Not you, Tony, though, because, yeah, you're Tony. I don't know.
I ain't buying it.
Sad boy.
So what else are you playing? Because, you know, there's this little white
box
in your room.
Esports! I've been playing that like an hour a day, like, or 2 hours a day, just because like it's sitting there, and I'm like, you know what, I don't really. Tony just dropped something into his lap.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck?
God damn it! Hope was handing me something. She decides to hand it to me with the package down. It was fucking Pop-Tarts, and it fell on the floor.
Quote of the podcast.
Yeah, you really do sound like a girl.
Lordy.
Oh man.
But yeah, it's just so easy to like. I'm falling for all the stupid ads that, not the ads, but like the whole hype that's like, oh, it's for the family. It's easy to pick up. Oh, it's easy to play. And I'm like, you know, it is kind of easy to play. And I just pick it up and play it. Every single time I see it lying there, and I'm like, I want to hit a home run. Turn it on, start playing baseball. Turn it on, start playing golf. Oh, I figured out golf, by the way. I think I mentioned over email that golf was way too hard. Way too sensitive. I don't know, Ethan, if you felt the same way.
Yep.
But, like, if you just kind of swing slow. Well, first of all, if you swing slower, a little bit more gently. And second of all, if you're trying to get, like, a full power meter, usually you end up slicing or hooking, right?
No, mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with getting the meter right. I have a problem with understanding what a full meter, where it's really going to go.
So if you look on the little map on the side of the screen.
They have the dots on the line.
Yeah.
The dots, that's great and all, but I haven't been able to get it where it really works properly.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that if I turn the handle a little bit, I can hook and slice, like, as I want to. So I'm guessing that my swing is actually shitty. And that's the problem, that it's actually a better simulation than maybe people give it credit for in terms of how accurate it is for how the controller is turned when you start.
Well, also, you're left-handed.
I golf righty, like I bat righty.
You golf righty?
Yeah.
Huh.
I golf and bat righty, and I...
That is just retarded.
You bowl? How do you bowl?
I bowl lefty.
Oh.
You are retarded. But, I kind of figured out golf a little bit, and I'm even more happy with the package now. I was going to review it after having played all 5 games and, you know, knowing
you
it.
The mini games?
Yeah, I did all that stuff too. And I was ready to give it, like, you know, okay, it's a good, it, you know, it's a package, so obviously it's free, but I was going to give it a decent review. But now that I figured out golf a little bit better, and the fact that, like, you know, I know how to play boxing pretty well too, it's, right, you know, it works a lot better. I guess I shouldn't review it.
I had a tough time with the boxing as well, actually.
The first hint I can say is that the computer doesn't know how to guard its body.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
And second, it doesn't punch as fast as I want it to.
Don't even punch. Just make like little wrist movements.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's
don't
a
overdo
fault
it.
In the game.
That huh? game sucks.
It's a fault in the game. I
it is.
Track that.
It is. But well, at the same time, like when I start doing it, even though I'm not really punching, I'm just like kind of jabbing a little bit. It's so fun to see them fall apart like
yeah,
Legos.
The jab is good, but when you want to do the big side punch like thing, the giant
a hook.
Punch,
yeah, that's not as responsive.
That is not working right.
That is not as responsive. Yeah, I mean that's caca. But, you know, overall, though, like, after I figured out the golf, I was like, you know, this is much better than I thought it was. But still, it still is shallow. You know, I mean, you sometimes wish that they would have fleshed some of it out. But it's tech demo plus plus.
Yeah, it's a free game. I mean, nobody's offering that anymore so far.
Right. And it's a good tech demo. Like, there's some games out there for the DS, and even though I'm, like, in the minority, there's this DS game called Yoshi's Touch and Go, which is a platformer that you have to draw on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very rudimentary, and everyone was like, this game sucks. And I just paid $30 for it. I really enjoyed it because, of you know, it was kind of like, it felt old school to me, but a lot of people weren't happy with it. All you do is sit there and draw clouds, and that's it for the whole thing. So, and this isn't that. I mean, this has variety. It works really well. I think bowling is, like, amazing.
Bowling is good.
Have you done the bowling minigame where all they do is pile more and more pins and more pins
no.
and more pins and more pins and more pins?
I didn't get to do that yet.
No.
Dude, you guys should try it because, like, you start off with 10, and it's like, okay, here are 15. Okay, here are 40. Okay, here are 75 pins. Okay, here are 100 pins. Try to knock them down. It just, because it, like, the catharsis from the ball knocking into the pins and all the little pins wobbling and hitting each other and making noise is really satisfactory when you hit down like 100 pins at a time.
Okay, I'm going to be playing that after this podcast.
Bowling! Change side! And I hate the announcer in baseball.
Yeah.
Change side! What else have I been playing for that? I've been playing Call of Duty for that thing.
How is
it? Duty.
I gotta say, yeah, that's duty. The best title of any fucking game.
Call of Duty.
Call of
Duty.
Call of number two.
Oh,
dude, I got the Call of Duty right now.
I know you
oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
I got a whole plate
call
of crap.
Collect.
Might as well
let
it out.
Will you accept the charges,
down?
Ethan?
I will. Thank you.
But I don't know if you saw on the site, I put up an editorial about first-person shooters on this console. And I specifically called out this game because I don't know if any of you got Red Steel, but
no.
The reports I've heard from it is that it is fecal matter.
Yeah, I heard it was disastrous.
It was like terrible.
I saw Gamer TV when they reviewed it. They were not very kind to it.
Right.
I was so psyched on that one.
And the thing is because besides the fact that the sword fighting is lame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anybody can, like, from videos, if you analyze it and scrutinize it, you can tell that it's shitty sword fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But the,
Ooh, actually, that would be a great game if they just did an accurate fencing demo.
Jedi.
No, yeah, they're gonna...
No, like, real fencing.
Jedi.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
That
yeah.
now reminds me. They should make, Konami should make a track and field game.
Yeah,
that would be
that'd
cool.
be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
So,
but
anyway, what's going on with
back to Red Steel? Like the problem with Red Steel is that, I mean, you shoot fine. Like it's obvious. You point at the screen. It's mm-hmm. kind of like a light gun, except not really because you're moving
right,
like
right.
a pointer. You're not actually pointing at the screen. But it works apparently. But then they say that the turning speed is way too slow, and
yes.
the way that you turn is you push the aiming reticule right up against the edge of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn like fucking molasses. I've seen the videos, and it's just, like, horrible. And I'm like, I don't think I could play this, but for the benefit of the doubt, I'm going to try it at some point, maybe rent it. But it looks unbearable.
Wait, why wouldn't you use the analog stick to turn?
Because they didn't want you to.
Use the
they wanted you to...
Sticks to strafe.
You strafe.
Yeah.
Like, the analog stick is analogous to WASD on the keyboard.
Oh, wow. See, I would have done it totally opposite. You just use the digital pad on the remote to strafe, and you use the analog stick to turn, and then you fire with the trigger.
That might work. That's actually write them. See if they can get that to work. That's a decent idea. But I've always you know, what they could also done is make the nunchuck turn because the nunchuck is tilt sensitive.
Right.
And in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, they do that. But, I mean, they're still working on it. But anyway, like, yeah, so that's how they're doing it. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys ever played Black and White on the PC.
No.
But
well, I have, like, very, very shortly.
Right. So, you know, to move around the map, you move that little hand cursor to the edge of the screen,
mm-hmm.
and it'll move, and it's kind of, like, annoying to wait for that to move. That's mm-hmm. the same concept as that. When your reticule gets to the edge of the screen, like, the turning is fixed, and you can't make it go faster, and everybody's like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Now, with Call of Duty, it's the same concept where you point at the screen, and the reticule is pointing in real time on the screen, but the farther away the reticule gets from the center, it starts to turn a little bit in the direction that your reticule is in. Mm-hmm. So if it's like in between the center and the top of the screen, your character will start looking up a bit slowly.
Oh, that's annoying.
And and actually it works. I mean, really? The more the reticule gets pushed to the edge, the faster he starts looking. So you get to a point where you can control kind of how fast you turn with a little bit of precision,
mm-hmm.
and by the time you end up at the edge of the screen, your turning speed is very fast. It is almost maybe 75% as fast as a mouse.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I'm playing Zelda, and some of the things that you do with the bow and arrow, slingshot, or the grappling hook, this is annoying, very annoying. If your Wii Remote, the reticule goes off the screen, does it say point your Wii Remote at the screen, or is it just keep on turning? So that
It will keep on turning as long as the remote still stays in the sensor bar area, which is obviously you can't really see it.
Right.
But it doesn't say, like, put it back on the screen, you know?
On this game, if you just move it slightly, like, you could adjust the sensitivity and stuff like that, but sometimes your Wii Remote, you don't realize you're pointing it, like, a little bit off the screen or a little bit away from the sensor bar, and the whole game halts. On your end, you can't do anything unless you point your Wii Remote at the screen again, and by then, you got hit.
Oh, the game, it doesn't pause for you and wait for you to get back at the sensor?
No,
that's
no,
weird.
It keeps going in real time.
Call of Duty doesn't, yeah, you're right, Call of Duty doesn't do that either, like, you know, but usually I find that, like, I've gotten used to it to the point where, like, I found that if it stops responding, I just hit the home button and
mm-hmm.
make sure that I can see my hand icon.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is with that is that, how are you playing it? Are you actually, like, stretching your arm out and pointing?
No. I keep it relaxed because otherwise my arm would be dead.
Right, but I mean during the bow and arrow segments. Or the grappling hook.
No, I pretty much keep my hands level. And pretty much pointing at the screen at all times. Everything else works.
Is your hand in the air? Like in midair, or is it resting on your knee?
It's by my sides, yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah, I mean, I was going to say that it might be that, but, like, since your hand is stable, then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It does, I mean, that is thing, there are things that it has to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with Call of Duty, I mean, you're right, it doesn't do that either, and you have to be very careful about it, or else you get shot in the head. But I've gotten used to it to the point where, like, you know, I have a gameplay video that's about to go up, I'm trying to figure out how to do a picture-in-picture, and my hand just rests on my knee, and it's very small movements, very small, so I rarely end up accidentally jumping outside the sensor bar range, so I usually don't have that problem, but I could see where it could happen.
Right.
But so yeah, back to the turning, is when you get to the side of the screen, you're turning almost as fast as a mouse is, maybe 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I really could ask for. You know, you jump, and you do a 180,
yeah.
That's the kind of speed that I want. And you can actually do that in Call of Duty with the sensitivity turned all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And of course this poses a problem of, well, if you're aiming at something slightly off-center, you're going to start turning. Isn't that a problem? Well, it is, but the game kind of has a setting where it's not exactly lock-on,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of, if you're aiming and firing at something that's off-center, it won't turn, so that it won't fuck with your aim.
Okay, that's good.
Right? So it's kind of adjusting for that situation. So you can kind of, like, and someone commented on my blog that it's not realistic to do this, but, like, it's still fun. Like, you can, like, basically just go commando with your rifle. You can keep walking down a straight path and shooting people to the left of you, to the right of you, up below you, up above you and below you, and just, like, you know, aim everywhere while walking in the same direction.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's a subtle thing, but in mouse-driven first-person shooters, which I still actually prefer it right now because I'm still not as used to this remote concept yet, but, you know, it's growing on me a lot. When you use a mouse and keyboard, you know, when you turn your view, you constantly have to shift, you know, which direction you're walking in to compensate for it. and especially with a keyboard where it's only up, down, left, and right, like there are no analog diagonals, mm-hmm. it's very hard to keep yourself walking in a straight line as you shoot things, like, in totally different directions. So, I mean, I guess what Call of Duty successfully does that Red Steel doesn't is combine, you know, the turning, the necessity of a fast turning mm-hmm. with the kind of light gun shooting gallery mentality that, like, you can point at anything you want to and shoot it.
Okay.
Now, they have a second mode where it emulates a mouse and keyboard, which is total shit. And by that I mean, like, when you move the remote, it moves your entire point of view. It doesn't, like, keep the aiming crosshairs free.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, for any first-person shooter, when you move the mouse, your whole view shifts.
Right.
It's the same thing with this second control method. And it works, but it's, like, so, like, well, first, it's old. It's like, okay, well, I bought the system to do something new, not just mm-hmm. do the same thing over again. And the second thing is that when to turn, it's like an analog stick where you point, you keep it pointed in a certain direction, and it'll turn for you, and then when you center it again, it'll stop turning.
Uh-huh.
And that gets kind of slow.
Okay.
So I always just keep it on the first method that I was talking about, where it's like, you know, you actually aim the crosshair at the screen or whatever.
Right, okay.
So that's it for Call of Duty. Well, no, I should go over...
Would you advise buying it? I mean, like...
No, only because it doesn't have multiplayer, split-screen, or online. Obviously not online, but split-screen they had to leave out, too, because they were rushing it.
Does it have multiplayer at all?
No.
No.
And the for anybody who's a graphics whore and like is expecting this console to be amazing, it's not going
no,
to be amazing.
Not.
But it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that developers have to purposely, and I'm sure they didn't do this purposely, but it doesn't mean developers have to make a shitty looking game.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the GameCube makes good looking games. The Xbox yeah. makes good looking games. This is basically a little bit more powerful than Xbox, and you're telling me that we have to sit here and if you watch me play Call of Duty, you'll be like, God, that game looks ugly. It kind of does.
Well, it's the same thing with Zelda. Have you seen any screenshots of Zelda?
I think Zelda looks really good.
I don't think so. I think it's just a little step up from the Nintendo 64 or Ocarina of Time.
I totally disagree.
The graphics are grainy.
I have to totally disagree.
The frame rate is low. And
frame rate is at 30 constantly, from what I've seen.
But still, I mean, like, it should be... I think it should have been faster than that. I think it would have added to it. I mean, it could have had graphics like Metroid Prime, couldn't it have?
I've seen... From the footage I've seen, it looks as good, if not better, than Metroid Prime in some respects.
No. No, absolutely not.
I think so.
Yeah, no. No way. I disagree.
I honestly can't see how it looks worse than Metroid Prime or, like, bad.
Because Metroid Prime, not only...
No, Metroid Prime looks great, but I'm just saying I can't see how Zelda looks bad from because... And when I say footage... like, I mean also... First of all, I mean, you know, high-resolution footage, and I've also seen it in demos, you know, demo kiosks. I'm not just basing off of regular screenshots.
Right.
And it looks good. I mean, are you playing it... Oh, here's another thing. Are you playing it with composite cables or component cables?
I'm sorry, composite cables? Obviously, I don't know the difference.
There you go. You got to try playing component.
Okay.
That's no excuse if it still looks pretty bad and Metroid Prime still looks good, because if we're playing Metroid Prime on composite cables...
Yeah, Metroid Prime plays beautifully. The graphics look fantastic. You know that.
Right. What I'm saying is, depending on how you're playing it, what cable you're using, you know...
Well, I really don't think at this point it would make a difference in the frame rate or the how...
Cables don't make a difference in the frame rate, but it does make a huge difference in the image quality. You just have, it's really easily noticeable. Anybody could spot it. It makes a big difference.
Like Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I used to play Smash Brothers every day on the high-def TV with the component cables.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's like you can't go back.
I shouldn't really say anything because I haven't played Zelda. I just seen it. So, I mean, Al,
well,
maybe
Al
you
has,
wanna...
yeah.
I enjoy it a lot. I don't think that it looks anywhere near Ocarina of Time in terms of the low level of quality from N64. I think that it's pretty much on par with a lot of, say, current gen offerings of Xbox and things like that. Like, kind of like, although I haven't seen it that much, but like Fable
mm-hmm.
in terms of the texture quality and things like that. With the flowing grass and the lights and the lighting and all that other mm-hmm. stuff, I think that it looks excellent.
I mean, okay, well, here's the deal. Whether or not I've played it, Tony, I'm sorry I have to say this, but you really need to look at a side-by-side comparison between a screenshot of Ocarina of Time.
You're missing what I'm saying. I'm saying it has the same frame rate and grainy, visuals. I'm not saying that it has the same polygon count or anything else like that. I'm still talking about
what you're seeing. I was gonna get to this next, and maybe I shouldn't because time is like I spent too much time on what I've been playing. But I've been trying to play Ocarina of Time again to finish it, and the graininess is nowhere near the same. Not at all. Not even when I'm playing the GameCube version that was upscaled for the GameCube. Nowhere near the graininess. Nowhere near the frame rate either. Nowhere near it.
I'm saying for this system, it could have done a lot better.
It should have. I think it could have, but at the same time, this is supposed to be a GameCube game, and had they spent any longer on it, it probably would have been better. But then we would have had to wait another 3 years.
I guess.
That's why I want it on GameCube. It should have been a GameCube game, and that's why I want it there because that's what we were promised. But that's something you have to understand is that, and at this point, regardless of whether it looks good or not for the system. Mm-hmm. I think that we have reached a point in games with this current generation where the threshold for something looking good, like Gears of War looks amazing.
Right.
You cannot do Gears of War on an Xbox or a GameCube. You cannot.
Right.
But
you can do it on a Wii?
No, absolutely not. Of course not. Right. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Nowhere near it. Okay.
Okay.
Now what I'm saying is that when you look at a game like Metroid Prime and you compare it to Gears of War. Gears of War shits on it. Gears of War makes it look like child's play. However, even still, Metroid Prime still looks great. From any standard, it just looks great. No, it doesn't look next gen. No, like what I'm saying is that we've reached that point where even if something doesn't look great like Gears of War does in 1080 in 720p or whatever, it still can look very good. You can still go back to play Resident Evil 4 and say that it looks pretty good.
Right.
You can't go back and play.
Sorry, Al.
Shut up for a second. You can't go back and play Ocarina of Time and say that it still looks great. You can't. I'm sorry. Anybody who does is blind.
No, I totally understand
it
that.
To today, yeah.
No. Not even. No. Compare nothing. If you look at it, it looks poor. Ocarina of Time looks poor. If you look at Final Fantasy VII. That still manages to, I'm talking about whether or not something ages well. And we've reached that point where a lot of games still age well. Like I said, Final Fantasy IX aged well. If I look at it, I don't cringe. I'm playing Ocarina of Time right now, and it looks like garbage. Ocarina of Time looks terrible. Of course, that doesn't matter to me because it's a great game. That's all I care about.
It's a fantastic game. Yeah.
Right. Where now, and I think that this with the Zelda that I'm seeing right now, it's reached that point where there's no way that anybody calls it bad looking. Not you, Tony, because you didn't say it looked bad. It just doesn't.
No,
really...
I just think it could look better.
Yeah,
a lot better.
I think it could. We don't know the level of the power of this console, and I'm willing to bet that it could look quite a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the skeptic in me, and this is good and bad news for Zelda. It's good news for Zelda, but bad news in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's much more room. I think the ceiling will be hit in about a year and a half to 2 years.
Wow.
And it'll look better than Xbox, and that's all I can say. It won't. Mm-hmm. You'll never see something as good as Gears of War on this console. I'm okay with that. A lot of people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Zelda goes, just to kind of, play devil's advocate for a bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about something that is probably pushing the system quite a bit already. The draw distance, the lighting, there's some shots I've seen, of him fighting this big-ass knight. I don't know if you've gotten up to that part yet. The screenshot on the back of the box, that screenshot with, all the light coming into the cathedral or whatever, that lighting is amazing. For a system that's as weak as it supposedly is, that lighting is really good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess I'll have to see it for myself on my monitor instead of on
saying,
a demo unit and in high resolution footage. But I can't see how this is bad looking. Or
my issues were, I didn't say bad looking. My issues were the frame rate could have been better, and I think it looks grainy. So that's
it looks green.
Grainy.
Oh, grainy.
Grain like granules.
Yeah. I gotta.
TV you got?
Huh?
What kind of TV do you have?
I have a what the hell kind of TV? A Sony
Project.
Something.
Project TV.
I have a pretty recent TV, so. It's,
but is it just a regular standard TV or is it HD?
Of course, it's not HD.
Okay. Because if it's HD, then that can kind of explain why it looks grainy. because you're not running it in, you know, progressive. And regular interlaced stuff looks really shitty on a...
Yeah, that's what I was asking about the cables that you were using.
Mm-hmm.
But on a regular TV, it should look great.
That's what you're playing it on, right, Al?
Yeah, I'm playing it on just regular resolution on a ED TV.
Okay.
Ethan, have you played it?
Hell no.
No.
Don't even ask him anything.
He hasn't really played anything.
He hit the ceiling with Wii Sports. That's it. I mean, that's as much as we could ask out of him.
So. Okay. Well, what did you think of Rayman's graphics?
Who? Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just put it this way. Not really graphical in that. It's amazing lighting and shit like that. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. But there are some scenes where, like when he's in an arena, it runs out of you know, a pretty damn good frame rate. And then when it goes to first-person mode, the frame rate drops. I mean, hugely, significantly.
Rayman?
And, yeah, in Rayman. But that doesn't denote that it's not a fun game. You know, that's not my concern. My concern with Zelda is that it is a fun game. It's huge. It's gigantic. But I think it could have looked better.
Hmm.
And it could have ran better. That's what I think. That's just my opinion.
I guess I don't see any issues with the frame rate from what I've seen, but like I think this first generation, like for it to have hit 60 frames a second, is, you know, not something that's easy. I don't think it's something that they could have done without delaying it even more and pissing off more fans who have been waiting for a long time. Here's where I can kind of justify technically is that the GameCube version doesn't run in widescreen.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't run in progressive scan, which means that it's pushing the GameCube itself really hard, and it can't even run, like, you know, it's not even drawing the same amount of pixels on the screen.
Oh. You sure it doesn't run in ProScan?
It does not. That's what I've heard. It does not run in ProScan on the GameCube.
Okay. Weird.
The fact that they take that and instantly say, okay, it's running on ProScan, it's running on widescreen, we're drawing more pixels, and it doesn't suffer a hit. It runs the same as GameCube, but we've got more effects, we've got more lighting, it runs the same frame rate, and it looks crisper because you're running it in widescreen and progressive scan. You know, that's already kind of saying that it's already kind of using the power of this console, which is not very much, admittedly.
Okay.
So, hopefully something 5 years down the line will look a lot better, but again, that's with any console, 5 years down the line.
Right.
You know?
Okay, satisfied.
But, what was the topic that you guys were talking about before I DeLorean'd in?
The cancellation of Gran Turismo.
HD. Oh, Gran Turismo HD? You mean buy a blank disc and then fill it up with internet downloads for $500?
Well, they're canceling it.
I know.
Yeah. And they're giving out a free demo to Japan, and they're working on Gran Turismo 5, which is going to be the ultimate online car life simulator.
Uh-huh. So it's finally going to go online after not going online for four games that they promised to go online for the fourth game.
And then Reggie said that they're going to support the Nintendo's going to support the Game Boy Advance well through the holiday season, and he's not
shit
the Game Boy Advance because he sees 5, 6, and 7 year olds picking it up as their first console and leading them into a whole world of snorting GameCubes and
snorting GameCubes.
Yeah, because you know you got to smoke the Game Boy Advance first and get high first.
And oh my God, the gateway drug,
the bigger drugs like Wii and
well, they'll certainly do that if they keep on coming out with the license bullshit that they have for the past year and a half because they've resigned to the Game Boy Advance's death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just a cynic in me talking, but come on, dude. I mean, it's dead. Why didn't Final Fantasy V come out faster? Why didn't Final Fantasy VI come out already? They started pimping this like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have... I don't know. I just really, really feel like... I mean, first of all, Scourge Hive is a good example. A multi-platform port between the DS and the GBA. Gee, I wonder what people are going to buy. They're going to buy the DS version, which actually is worse, by the way.
Oh, shit.
They got a spanking brand new DS Lite and the Game Boy Advance is old news.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to buy the DS version with graphics that are actually slightly worse. That's what's worse about it. It's slightly worse in the graphics department. I don't know how that's possible, but it is. And it's just like all the good games that are coming out, you know, they're from small time publishers like fucking the people who put out Summer Night, right? And you know, there are probably like 10 copies of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not pushing any of these GBA games. Just like they kind of didn't really push Zelda that much in terms of marketing, but you know, no to market Zelda. But, you know, for Reggie to say, like, oh yeah, there's one more holiday season left, smile, grin, optimistic face, you know, that's, to me, that's just like, okay, we better not piss people off speak. Mm-hmm. It's, I remember last year, Al, you were looking at the release list, and you were like, this is looking really dismal. This was like last year, right? This year hasn't gotten any better.
No.
Like, WarioWare, what was the twisty one? WarioWare Twisted?
Twisted. I think that was the last Game Boy Advance game I bought.
Yeah, you looked at that and you're like, that's what I want. And after that, I don't know. And then, like, Summer Night kind of came out. And then Super Robot Tyson kind of came out. Who the fuck is going to buy Super Robot Tyson? Even though I've heard it's a great game, but who's going to buy it? No one knows about it. No one, they haven't marketed it. You know, so it's dead. So for him to say that, you know, I mean, he has to, I guess, but, you know, you can see through it. It's, this holiday season is just going to appeal to those who want the Bratz game and the freaking Raven Simone game.
Oh, fuck you.
Because they will sell, you know, and, you know, God willing, it will sell, you know, continue to sell because it's had a great run. But they dropped it. They just dropped it last year, and they've been kind of dragging it along. Yeah, Final Fantasy. Yeah, put it on there, I guess. Yeah. So it's done. You know, you want a GBA, get one. It's got a great library. But you'd be better served by getting a DS because it can play GBA games. It's just, you know, the Game Boy Micro was an abomination. $100 for something that's just smaller, that cuts out functionality? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Have one.
It's sitting on my desk right now. I was playing F-Zero GP Legend last so I kind of still use it. But you know what's funny? I was reading on Kotaku, this last bit. They made a refrigerator magnet holder.
Oh my god!
DS,
that way, so when that you give them your fucking last month's turkey dinner, you know, and get it fatter, you can play DS.
This is in Japan.
Oh wait.
They made a refrigerator magnet holder for the DS Lite. So that you could put the DS Lite on the refrigerator and use stuff like the cooking program with the recipes.
Oh.
And you can, like, cook and stuff. So they said that while Japanese people are, you know, cooking and teaching themselves and training their kids to be supercomputers, we'll still be hurling our Wii remotes at our expensive television sets.
Before you guys go, can I say something about that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever, and Ethan, I want you to speak up first because you've been dead.
Yes.
Have you guys slipped and dropped it or
threw
it or whatever?
Nope.
The only people who are dropping this fucking thing are sweaty ass hairy fucking idiot monkeys. I don't know how the fuck
and
to
drunks.
Throw this thing. I don't even use that stupid wristband. If the fact is that it breaks when you throw it, then these guys are using it wrong. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with them. But
they're fucking throwing it like it's
throw
a freaking baseball.
It's
a 75-mile-an-hour fastball for real.
It's really, you know, I and people are like, oh, you know, this is a problem. Nintendo, fix your wrist. No, hold on.
Fix your fucking arms.
Exactly. Hold on to the
Stop being arm. So goddamn American and use moderation.
Oh, man. What's funny is they put that cheap-ass strap on there, and you gotta hook the nunchuck around that
strap on.
By this little thing. And that's in anticipation that you might drop the nunchuck part of it, and maybe you'll become disconnected from the main Wii remote controller. Who knows? Okay? However, I look at this thing, and I'm like, wow, might as well have a chin strap for it, too, because this is fucking useless. I can't even see myself throwing this from, what am I going to do, bowl? Like fucking crazy and throw my Wii remote up into the ceiling on a swing?
Apparently, it's possible.
It's crazy.
I mean, a bunch of people have done it.
It's retarded.
A bunch of people have done it.
It's retarded.
I mean, the wrist strap is there for a reason, and if you're breaking the strap, you are doing something wrong.
Hell yeah.
If you, it's like you are trying to push down on an analog stick on the GameCube controller because you think it's a PS2 controller. Oh, wait, the analog sticks don't click down.
I have one quick question.
On the PS2 controller, the L2, R2 buttons, like they're triggers. Oh, wait, they're not triggers. Don't push down harder or you will break it. Go ahead, Al.
Well, I mean, it would raise the price significantly if the fucking wrist strap had to be attached with titanium.
Al.
I know Ethan is excluded from this because he doesn't play it, but who had to replace their battery in their Wii remote?
Right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, I had to replace mine last night.
I had to replace them twice, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the batteries that come with it are kind of shitty.
Yeah,
I mean,
that depends on batteries.
Yeah, you got to get yourself rechargeable ones. That's all it is to it.
Yeah, I'm going to get some rechargeable batteries next week.
Oh, what the fuck happened to this kid?
Yeah. We're looking right now at a Game Life post on Chris Cole's blog on Wired.com. And let me read you his sentiments on, you know, it's called...
Oh, shit!
Okay, here it is. We, the mishaps. Why are people so fucking stupid? You're holding a relatively dense piece of plastic, swinging it around near a fragile $1,000 piece of electronics, the TV. Hold
the fuck on, exactly.
And if you can't, don't blame the wrist strap for breaking. That little piece of twine is supposed to stop the controller from slipping from your hand, not put the brakes on a 95-mile-per-hour jackass. The rest of us now have a blog wherein we can laugh at your dumb ass.
WeHaveAProblem.com.
W-I-H-A-V-E-A. Wow. W-I-I-H-A-V-E-A problem. Wow. This is so... These are people who have... Oh, my God. Who have... Okay,
They're standing in line for lawsuits. That's all it is. Easy money. You know? Oh, you didn't make a standard piece of twine.
The thing is, they can't because they have the health and safety warning.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at this site. It's hilarious.
Oh. I thought he was getting tickled by somebody.
Wait. They have a thing that says, look what Zelda Attack does. It's a crack TV.
Send a link. What is he talking about?
It's there.
Go to WeHaveAProblem.com.
Oh, we have a problem. Okay.
Goddamn, I...
Uh-oh. Right. Evelyn!
I have to go. Austin, can you close?
All right, let's wrap this up.
I'll wrap this up. Antipode, thanks for everything. We will see you later.
Yeah, bye.
But as he leaves, just to say, if you are... You have somehow let go of your remote and cracked your TV and you play video games, maybe you should stop.
Wait, it's WeHaveAProblem.com?
Yeah, that's right there.
IHaveAProblem.com.
I have a problem?
No.
He's trying to get us.
Yeah, he does have a problem.
WIIHAVE. Gotcha. A problem.
Which one was he watching?
There's this one called, just do a control F for the text. Look what Zelda's new attack does. It's November.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's a picture of a crack TV.
Oh, I've seen this one, yeah.
Is Zelda...
Actually, that's not even real. That's a fake fucking picture.
Haven't even made it that far yet. Whatever you do, do not throw the controller out of anger. You
this
never
is a Photoshop know. Picture.
That's even funnier.
It's not even a real crack.
Well, you know what? At least that means that someone's not that dumb. One less dumb person to throw his thing. I don't know. But, I mean, this is... I mean, I think a monkey could tell you, or well, dolphins are smarter than this, not a dolphin, but like a sea otter could tell you, hold on!
Yeah.
It's... Oh, you're going to Great Adventure and you're getting on the fucking Scream Machine. Mm-hmm. Put your seat harness thing on and hold on.
Right.
Oh no, I think I'll hang my leg off the side of the track. Oops, it looked like I amputated my leg. What happened? Let me through the park. But yeah, they can't sue Nintendo because I think they have that health and safety warning up front.
Uh-huh.
And in every game they say, please put on the wrist strap. That's like standard regulation. So I think that, Ethan, I don't know if this means anything, but like, doesn't that kind of lift some of the responsibility off of them because they told you. It's like putting the caution, this cup of hot coffee may be hot, on the sleeve.
Yeah, they put the disclaimer every time.
They are so careful about it. Every single time you start a game, they remind you to clear away any equipment that could get hurt and not, like, stand around stuff. So, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to be able to sue them.
Okay.
Well, it should
they should sue themselves for being so... They should sue their parents for giving them the brain.
It's a toy, and the way that they're damaging stuff for themselves is simply by throwing something. So you could literally pick up any item in your house, like a cordless phone, and do the same thing. you would have the same result if you let go of it. So in that sense, the Wii remote, there's nothing intrinsic in that device that is creating a problem. It's the retarded people that can't hold on to it.
Retards. The retards. Oh, it has a picture here of showing, like, I guess two broken Wii controllers, and next to it is Rayman Raven Rabbids. I gotta tell you, if I had broke one of the handles on this game, you have free reign to come over to my house, dick me down, and just totally shoot me in the fucking head because this is retarded. There's no reason to play it that hard. What are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but when Alan and I were talking about Digital Life, it was the first time that they had brought the system to New York with Madden, and people were trying to, like, throw the football, and he kept on going, just make small movements. Make small movements. Yeah. Make small. Al was sitting on a chair, watching the action, going, make small movements. Toss it lightly. Make small movements. And he kept on hurling it. He was like, make small movements. That's why it's not working, because you're hurling it. And they're like, what?
Yeah, but I'm trying to throw the ball faster.
No, somebody should just design an aftermarket fucking strap for this thing where it literally hooks up to, like, a belt that you attach to your chest.
Oh, my God.
Like an entire harness, like a backpack. It sits on there, and you mount it, you buckle it into the fucking thing, and then you can throw it all you want.
Ghostbusters.
No, what would be better? They sell, direct from Nintendo or aftermarket, rubber screens to put on your TVs. That way the Wii remotes bounce right off of it.
Yeah,
assholes. Yeah. And give them a helmet, too.
People are so stupid. I think that's our rant. Does anybody have last words before we sign off?
Yeah, Wii Sports sucks.
I got a Call of Duty right here.
Wait. You don't like Wii Sports?
Hell no.
Tony's the only one who doesn't like it.
Really? How come?
Yeah, Tony's an idiot. Tony didn't even want
Before Tony's idiot, let me just, you know, play devil's advocate here. Like, I mean, the parts of it that do disappoint me is that, like, yeah, it is a tech demo, and then, like, tennis, you can't move people around. That really annoys me, so. But what is your useless reasoning? I mean, reasoning.
Oh, that's it. No, I just think it was a total gimmick package, of course, you know, and the games to me are just not fun. They're just not fun at all.
I think you're high maintenance.
I am not high maintenance. I fucking love Rayman Raven Rabbids.
Exactly.
What?
So stupid.
High maintenance.
Whatever.
Well,
it's gotta be
let me ask you this.
Why I like one game as opposed to the other. And the other, and that reason is, this doesn't have substantial gameplay for me. I don't like it. I think it's cheesy. I think the graphics are ridiculously laughable. I think that even as a gimmick game, they could have upped the bar. You know, I don't think this is a real game. That's all I'm saying. I think it's just something that they had to give away free, because if you paid for it, you need a tack hammer to your head.
Well, you're not your own opinion, and so we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, let me just ask, like, if we got together, you know, the four of us, just to hang out and play.
If we got together.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If
PS3 got together. No. If we got together and, you know, we're just playing, and you had a choice, and like we said, let's play a bowling mini game. If you had a choice between, let's play the monkey ball, plain old monkey ball bowling with the little button presses, or let's actually play Wii Sports bowling where you actually bowl, which one
monkey
would
ball.
You take?
Monkey
you would
ball.
Take monkey bowling?
Monkey ball.
Wow, you're not coming over anymore.
No. Wait, well, I mean, there could be a reason for that. I mean, is it because...
I don't like it.
You don't like bowling?
He's playing it wrong. I want to get him over here and watch him.
No. It has nothing to do with that. I just don't like it. I don't really like it. Why do I have to explain that? I don't like it.
I'm just wondering. I mean, he wants to ask Rippy. I'm just curious as to, just because, like, some people don't and some people do, and I'm trying to figure out, like...
I'll play with you guys, but I might not have as much fun as you guys do. I mean, like, you know, as a party game, maybe it'll be fun, but, you know, in general, I don't like it. I really don't like it. As a matter of fact, you bought Super Monkey Ball for the system, correct?
No, not for the system.
Oh, not for
the
system?
I was talking about, Ethan
got it. Yeah, I would rather play that. I would rather play the golf game with that. Because
Absolutely. I probably would, but, like, I'm saying, I'm just trying to figure out, is it, like, the motion, like, do you just not like the motion of bowling? I'm using bowling as an example. Just an example.
I just think it's very gimmicky, that's all. I'd rather buy a real bowling simulator than something that, you know, just showcases a little bit of what the handle could do.
I'm going to punch you in the gut and come in your face.
Oh, God. You're bringing back old lyrics.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, just for your sake, Tony, I think, I mean, like, obviously this is, like, I also agree in that I feel this is not a full game. It's a tech demo.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously disagree because I think it's a great tech demo, but I'm not going to call it something that I would buy off the shelf either.
Right.
I'm not going to. So I think for your sake, they are, you know, they're definitely going to take these concepts, mm-hmm. and, you know, they already have a full-fledged golf game for this that's coming out soon.
Oh, they do.
And not
Which
only that,
it?
Not only that, if they wanted a real showcase of what this handle could do, Rayman Raven Rabbids, that's all I need to say. It showcases everything that this handle potentially can or cannot do.
Right.
Okay, everything.
I guess the reason why I asked you about bowling is if they put out, like, I'm just trying to narrow down the problem. If they put out a bowling game that had the same mechanics but was a full-fledged bowling game that was deep and had a career mode, but, like, the way you played it was the same, would you enjoy that, or is it the fact that you don't like...
I don't really get the question. If you're saying the same playing mechanics, then no.
What I'm saying is, okay...
A little bit more control.
No. Here we go.
Yeah.
A bowling game that instead of pressing buttons, you swing your arm.
Mm-hmm.
That general concept is what I'm saying.
Right. But you could put backspin, some...
Right.
Yeah, fully fledged, and it showcases everything that, like, hand positioning that you would actually use in bowling, and having that affected, sure. Absolutely.
Okay, so it looks like the problem is just that it's not deep enough.
Yeah, definitely.
I totally agree with you there. It is very, like, I guess it's kind of weird, paradoxically, because I have so much fun with it, and yet half the time I'm sitting there going, God, you know, if I could just move my tennis player, or God, if I could just field, oh, you know, I have that same feeling, except for the bowling. I think the bowling is actually really spot on, but everything else is kind of like, God, I wish I could.
Look at the golf. I got a choice of
nine courses. Don't you think they could have offered more?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But
anyway, yeah, that's my rant. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It's not as deep. Tech demo! Tech demo! Ethan, last words?
Call of fucking duty, man.
He's got a drop a deuce.
How are you enjoying the system?
I love it, but I really need more time with it.
What have you played on it so far? I'm pretty sure
it's
just Wii Sports, isn't it? I gotcha.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's fucking great. I'm excited to play everything else. I just got fucking, you know,
no time.
Life.
So,
but
get
I
off
did,
and
while
go
you
drop
here,
the deuce.
I talked about how the fact that Vanessa's going to Brazil for 3.5 weeks in around Christmas. So, and I'm taking a week off then, so there's definitely going to be a couple of.
So he's
going to
have a lot of masturbate time.
Time while you guys are here with a Wii Night, and I think we'll definitely do a couple of those, and I'll get a good solid month or so to play games
Sweet.
Hardcore, because I'm not taking any
nice.
Classes over winter, too.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes!
Yes! Alright, so anyway, for Antipode, Ethan, and Tony, I am your late-arriving hostess fucking Drake King. I don't know. Okay, I'm gone. Bye.